This week's parsha is Parshat Teruma, and in our parsha we have the description of the Aron. And on top of the Aron you had the angels, and the angels were looking down at the Torah, and Hashem spoke from between the two angels, and the angels were formed out of solid gold and a plank of solid gold. One thing that we don't have clarity about is we know on the outside of the Aron was gold and the inside was gold. But what about that lip? When you looked at the lip, could you see gold, wood, and then gold? According to one opinion, you could. What covered that layer of wood was actually the gold plank. So then if you would actually look at the Aron, what you saw was gold on the outside and gold angels on top. But what were the gold angels really sitting on? On a wooden box. On a wooden box. And in that wooden box is Torah. And everything around seems to be gold. But the essence of it all is all coating the wood and sitting on the wood. And inside that wood is Torah. And the message is that even though when we serve Hashem, we have to have royalty. You'll see very often the Kohen Gadol has royal clothing and the king has royal clothing. But true Torah is like Moshe Rabbeinu. The true Torah is the humility. Moshe is simple. He rides on a little donkey for his whole family. Everyone is wealthy. He's the poorest Jew in town. The one who could be the Messiah is Chizkiyoh. Chizkiyoh on the outside had all the glamour of a king. At home, he would eat dry bread and a cup of water. That was his meal in a day. Because true Torah reflects that simplicity, the humility that's represented by the wood. Yes, we have glamour. We have royalty. But that's not the essence. The essence of Torah is a box. The essence of Torah is the wood.